Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
It's 27884.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Is Raymond Reese.
Okay, Mr. Reese, I do have an account pulled up. Hold on for one moment, if you don't mind. And if you could verify for me, please, your address.
This is 2824 Clemens School Road, Stokes, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up. Let me take a look at it. Okay, it looks like you completed a contest or entered in a survey, and you were signed up for a meal plan app. I do show that you called and canceled on the 6th of March. And the account was fully refunded. And how can I help you?
It's never been refunded.
Okay. I showed the $59.98 was credited back to the credit card we have on file, which is a Visa that ends in 3835. If you're stating that credit has never been applied to the account, you would have to have your bank or credit card company call in to confirm.
I called my bank. They said they never got it.
Okay, but they would have to call us to confirm that.
Well, I talked to somebody. I talked to my bank last Thursday, I think it was. And I called Saturday. And someone said that the refund would be in my account by the 14th, which was yesterday. So it hadn't gotten to my account when I talked to my bank Thursday, and when I called Saturday, it hadn't even been sent to my account, according to what the lady told me on the phone. But now you're telling me that it's already been sent.
I was letting you know when you called in on the 6th of March, your account was refunded then, $59.89. And then you said that it never processed on your account. And then I was letting you know it takes about 3 to 5 business days for it to process. If you're stating that the credit has not been applied yet, just for confirmation, you would have to have your bank representative or your credit card representative call in to confirm what you just said.
It isn't my bank. It is not a credit card. It's my bank.
Okay. Have your bank representative
call in. And I just
told
you, you must not be following me. I said I called my bank last Thursday. And they said that the money was not there. But you're telling me that it was deposited on the 6th. And the 6th was the day that the transaction came off my account, which was a Sunday.
It wouldn't have processed then, sir. I just said that your account was refunded on that day. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if my bank said that it hadn't gotten there by last Thursday, and then I called your office again Saturday, and someone at your office told me that it would not be going into my account until the 14th, which was Monday. So she admitted that you had not refunded it. Between the 6th and Saturday was the 12th. So that was 6 business days, 6 days.
Sometimes it can take a little longer, sir.
Well, yesterday was 14th. So why did she tell me it was going to be in there by the 14th when it wasn't? First, y'all told me it was going to be 3 to 5. Then she told me it was going to be an additional 4 more days.
So it just depends on the institution. We refunded the account on the 6th. It's your bank or credit card company takes the length of time. So why she told you the 14th, I guess she was counting the business days. But it could take a little longer.
Well, You said the name of your company is what now? I mean, what exactly do you do?
Customer service.
Customer service for who?
For over 400 products that are ordered online.
Okay, but I didn't order any product. That's why I told you to put the money
understand.
Back.
Did you complete a survey? You complete a survey or enter the contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, they gave me a survey.
Right, so that's why you were billed.
But they said that the survey, it was a prize.
That information was disclosed in the terms and conditions when you completed the survey for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. It also enrolled you in a meal plan app. But based on the information that you shared with the representative is the reason that we were able to provide you with a refund. Once that refund has been applied to your account, it will be credited back to the card we have on file, which is ends in 3835.
So you're not really the one that took the money. That's what you're saying.
I didn't say that, sir. With customer service, we billed you, yes, the $59.89.
And who were you working for as a customer service?
Who are we working for?
Yeah, who are you working for? You said you're customer service.
Right, but it's for over
500 different companies or whatever.
400 different
Which
products.
Which company
that are
was it
online?
That you were working for then?
This is for the Grabs Bite Hub.
The Grabs Bite Hub.
Correct. That's the meal plan app.
How you spell it?
It's spelled GRABBITEHUB.
Grabs Bite Hub.
Correct.
Is that .com.org or what?
Well, the website is GrabBitesHub.com. Correct.
All right. Well, so what you're saying to me now about the refund, eventually it's going back into the account.
Typically takes about 3 to 5 business days. You called in and canceled on the 6th of March.
And today is
And the
15th.
6th of March was on a,
was on a Sunday.
So 3 to 5 business days. Today is the 15th. So I would say give it at least till Friday the 18th. If it's not in your account by then, have your bank call in to confirm that the funds have not been applied back to your bank account.
All right, Dennis. I'm going to see.
All right. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer.